WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6 at 69 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. For the second consecutive Bryan City Council meeting, there was a call to remember first responders and members of the military. That was after learning one of two Houston policemen who were shot by a burglary suspect yesterday is a nephew of former Bryan Councilman Richard Cortez. Current District 1 Councilman Ruben Marine says he grew up with Ronnie Cortez.
It hits home. I was a little younger than Ronnie and his brother Danny Cortez. And, you know, we all grew up together. I used to tag along and look up to these guys.
According to KTRK in Houston, Cortez was transferred to Memorial Hermann, Texas Medical Center in critical condition after being shot several times with a bullet still lodged near his spine. The council also paused to recognize a local man's life-saving efforts during a recent house fire. A proclamation was read by Fire Marshal Mark McFerrin honoring Angel Villa.
He moved some propane bottles away from the home and also moved their car away so it would not get damaged.
Villa was credited for keeping the occupants from re-entering their home that was fully involved in the fire. Brazos County commissioners have agreed to let the Sheriff's Department provide school resource officers at College Station middle and high schools. Chief Deputy Jim Stewart joined Sheriff Chris Kirk at last week's CSISD board meeting.
They're very enthusiastic and they're very excited about working more closely with the county.
The school district will reimburse the county for all the costs. Walking into a College Station bank and giving a note asking for $60,000 resulted in an arrest on drug charges. 34-year-old Marcus Burns of Dime Box is accused of possessing a baggie of ecstasy and baggies of marijuana. According to the arrest report, Burns walked into the Wells Fargo branch on Southwest Parkway Monday afternoon and passed a note stating, quote, "It is a sin to pay for anything. Ask and thy shall receive. May I have $60,000 or be charged." 10 days after a man was seen jumping off the Highway 21 bridge into the Brazos River west of Bryan, a man's body was found south of the bridge. The Burleson County Sheriff's Office reports the body was taken to the Travis County Medical Examiner's Office for an autopsy to confirm the man's identity. And the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce yesterday held its annual recognition of minority-owned businesses. This year's recipients of Community Impact Awards are Barbie Patterson of Patterson Architects, Catherine Kleeman of Spirion Staffing, and Gabriel Garcia of Traditions Oil and Lube. Dean Inler of Texas A&M Procurement Services, which has hosted the awards since they started in 2000, thanked the recipients and small business owners in general for their sacrifices and devotion.
You guys put in hours long after the rest of us have gone home. You guys put in some amazing talent out into the community. You guys help in any number of ways. You deal with difficult decisions in the course of everyday business.
More comments from Inler and from this year's recipients are online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6 at 69 degrees. You can text or call us at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
In 1836, Texas became its own nation with 23 local counties. Well, we are now 254 strong. Because as our state has grown in population, one thing that remains is the need for local government. With locally elected officials like your judge and sheriff, who best know the needs of the people they serve. From running courts to running elections, from building roads to building communities, and much more. Learn more about your county at TexasCountiesDeliver.org. Sponsored by Texas Association of Counties.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:09, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore Insurance for yourself, your family, and your business. Nationwide is on your side. Contact the Kilgore Insurance Agency. Call them at 776-1900 or stop by their office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Cold front pushes through this morning, and that's going to lead to better weather. Clearing skies and breezy for today with a high of 70 to 75 this afternoon. Overnight, we're going to be clear and cool, 40 to 45. Cooler weather will continue to push into the region tomorrow. Lots of sunshine. Highs will make their way up to 65. A few spots may be as warm as 70. It's clear tomorrow night. Lows will be 40 to 45. Sunshine during the day on Friday with highs of 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M basketball team earned a road win over Missouri last night. We'll hear from Coach Billy Kennedy on the win. Meanwhile, the Aggie baseball team looks forward to Incarnate Word tonight after a big win over Prairie View last night. And Samantha Shaw earned another big award for A&M softball ahead of their game tonight against Houston. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Guess we got a little light rain passing through with this front change, but the wind hadn't really shifted around yet. They say north winds gusting to 25 today.
Wow.
Yeah, that's going to make baseball and softball a little interesting
tonight.
Well,
you know, and that's the way it's supposed to be anyway. It's supposed to be 44 with winds out of the north when they start Aggie baseball.
Yeah. I mean,
but there, we'll have some of that. Tampa Bay, Florida's TV station, ABC Action News, has apparently decided that they were going to do a little research, which is always fun. No telling what you'll find out. What they happen to find out is that the local Chuck E. Cheese locations are visited more often by police than the gentlemen's clubs.
Oh. Okay. Everyone's happy at the gentlemen's club. Well,
yeah. Chuck E.
Cheese,
one Chuck E. Cheese had 61 emergency calls last year.
Wow.
Are they not giving out enough tickets on the games that they play?
Right.
Or, of course, those tickets aren't worth anything. I mean, we've talked about that. It takes 62 tickets to get a game of Jacks from them from the prize counter. But nonetheless, wow. Are they doing something different there?
I mean, emergency calls as in, like, kids are choking on small objects.
Yeah, that might
or
be.
Or pizza.
I don't, you know, mostly the stories that we have about problems at Chuck E. Cheese have to do with grown-ups, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
Their party room's not as nice as somebody else's party room. Or,
right,
you know,
your kid pushed my kid.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to punch you in the face.
That's right. Well, that's the deal. If you let the kids work it out themselves,
yeah.
If the grown-ups weren't involved, then maybe the police wouldn't be either, but there you are. Okay, a guy in China busted for driving with his 80-year-old mama sitting in an open trunk.
What?
Okay.
That's where I would put my 80-year-old mom.
Now, you know, I turned on the TV last night, and this guy Zimmer, who's on the Food Channel or Travel Channel or whatever.
Yeah, Andrew Zimmerman.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, and he was in China. And, man, they went to the market, you know?
Uh-huh.
They have a lot of live things at the market.
Right.
Snakes and eels and stuff, turtles.
And, like, they're not always keeping an eye on them.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, they went shopping, and, you know, the lady picked that stuff out, and then they cook it and eat it that night.
Oh, yeah.
Which, you know, has something to do with freshness. I guess my whole point is it's really kind of a different world over there.
Well, fresh snake is obviously better than
canned snake.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah, who would want snake in a baggie after all?
Right.
Anyway, so the driver and son said that he and his parents had offered everyone a ride home, but found the car was short one seat, and since the family lives less than a half mile from the restaurant where they were, I guess, leaving, they decided to let mom go ahead and sit in the trunk for the ride
home.
How did
they get to the restaurant? I guess she was in the trunk.
Yeah.
You know, the majority of accidents happen within 2 miles of home.
That's you're right. True. Yes, and with people sitting in a trunk.
With people in the trunk, yeah.
Yeah, okay, well.
We got a lot of info.
Mation.
I guess the good thing is the trunk was open. Had they closed the trunk, then, of course, that's a whole other situation.
Yeah, and then you got to poke holes
they
in it for
air. They wouldn't have gotten
caught.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. But again, just a half mile.
Just a half mile.
No big deal.
She can hold her breath that long.
And where was the spare tire? See?
Ooh, good question.
Great time today.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. You know, the other thing you think about is at least they didn't have so much stuff in the trunk that mom wouldn't fit.
Yeah.
So they may be organized on some level. We'll give them that.
Well, and she's 80. She's probably kind of a smaller woman.
Could be. Could be. That's right. It's not like, you know, that she'd be large. And I don't even know how big the truck, the vehicle was.
Well, not very big since they didn't have room for mom.
However many there were. All right, here we go. 71 degrees outside. It is March the 1st.
Woo-hoo.
March comes in like a lion, goes out like a lamb.
Yeah. I feel like February just flew by.
It did. 28 days worth.
You know, yeah, good point.
We're at day 60. That means there's 305 of them to go. Of course, because it's the first of the month, we have a whole bunch of month things to take care of. Okay, so it's Red Cross Month, Women's History Month, Employee Spirit Month. I don't know what that means.
I've got spirit. Yes, I do.
I guess that's it. That must be it. Yeah. Well, no, I say that. It's also National Cheerleading Week.
Ooh.
So.
There you go.
I was one back in the day.
There you go.
Now there's
all
your
right.
Spirit. Yeah.
Okay, so now, did y'all do pyramids or any of that stuff?
Oh, yeah. And at the time, I hadn't really hit my growth spurt, so I was the one who went up top. And I was a flyer.
Oh, is that what that's called?
That's what that's called. When the person who flies up in the air,
yeah,
that's the flyer.
Okay. Now, then did you dive off and somebody catch you? Did you ever do any of those?
No.
Okay. All right. Just saying. All right. And
strictly just basket tosses.
Okay.
That's what I, and then they throw me up and then catch me.
Okay, but you only did that on football fields, not basketball courts, right?
Oh, we would practice in the gym, but I think we were on, you know, some kind of
like
cushioned
mats.
Mat.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Luckily, my bases, or what they were called, were good, and they never dropped me.
Okay, so you don't have any injury reports from your days as a cheerleader?
No.
Okay.
All right. I'm good. Good to go.
Still got the sweater someplace?
We didn't have sweaters. Oh. It's Texas, Scott.
Okay, that's right. Good
but
point.
You had a letter
good
jacket,
point.
This
right?
was like seventh grade, y'all.
Okay.
I was not. This was like not hardcore cheerleading in high school or anything.
Yeah. No letter jacket.
No letter jacket. No.
All right. Okay. All right. Anyway, it's Optimism Month as well. So there. It's Music in Our Schools Month. It's Sing with Your Child Month. Okay.
All right.
And Berries and Cherries Month. I don't know what that means.
Ooh, I like berries and cherries.
It does. It's World Compliment Day.
All right.
It's a Peanut Butter Lover's Day. How does peanut butter just get one day?
Right?
Yeah, it should get a whole month.
Yeah, I'm thinking so. It's National Pig Day. And
Oink.
and it's National Beer Day.
All right.
Me love beer.
Yeah, thank you. Actually, the reason it's Beer Day in Iceland.
Okay.
Started in 1989 when a 75-year ban on beer was lifted.
Wow.
Tell you a quick story about how all that happened. Okay. Iceland kind of is up there all by itself. And if you've ever, I've watched, I think there's a show on the Food Channel where a guy goes and drinks around the world. And I saw the one where he went to Iceland. And they drink really weird stuff up there.
Mm-hmm.
But he told the story about how they decided that people were getting drunk too often, and so they banned beer. So, enter the World War, Iceland needs to be protected. So, the British Army says, we'll go to Iceland, but you have to allow us to have beer.
Oh.
So, during that time, the British Army could have beer, but the people who were native to Iceland could not. So, they were not happy about that.
Oh.
So that was the 75-year ban on beer. It was lifted.
Now, was
in
it all alcohol or just
beer? No, just beer.
Just
beer.
Beer.
No, that's what I'm saying is they drink some really weird
right,
stuff
Right, they
up
had
there.
To improvise.
They did. So anyhow, now you can apparently buy beer in Iceland, and good for them.
All right.
Got birthdays.
We do got birthdays and a lot of them, so I'm going to try to get through them quick here. Justin Bieber, the Biebs.
Hey, the Biebs.
He's 23.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. He's so young.
He has packed a lot of living into 23
years.
He
sure has.
Yeah.
Kesha is 30. Of course, she's in that legal battle with that Dr. Luke guy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Mark Paul Glossier is 43. He was Zach on Saved by the Bell.
Hey.
Sure.
Mr. He still does
Zach
some
Morris.
Stuff, too.
Yeah, he was on NYPD Blue and stuff like that.
Okay.
TNT shows and stuff like that. Jack Davenport is 44. Played Commander Norrington in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
George Eads? Is that his name?
No,
maybe?
Eads.
Eads. Okay. He's 50. He plays Jack Dalton on the new MacGyver.
He's from Belton, Texas.
Hey, right down the road.
The first year that he was on that show, he in his show bio, he was an Aggie.
Oh.
Awesome.
Yeah. He changed it. And actually, just again, because, that's all right. Well, no, then he became a Texas Tech Red Raider.
What? And the,
when asked, he'd say, you know, he went to Texas Tech.
Okay.
But his dad was, actually, when I worked over in that part of the world, his dad was the DA.
Okay.
In Bell County.
Huh.
Cappy Eads was his name.
Oh,
but anyway,
that probably helped him on CSI.
Could have,
on CSI
could have. There you go. That's all I know about Georgie.
All right,
there
that's plenty.
Yeah, okay.
Zack Snyder is 51, of course, the director of Batman versus Superman. Uh-huh. And he's got all the whole DC Universe movies, all of those on his plate right now. Tim Daly is 61.
Madam Secretary now.
Yeah, Madam Secretary.
Yeah.
He was also Joe Hackett on Wings.
Yes, he was.
Yes. Catherine Bach is 63, the original Daisy Duke.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
From the Dukes of Hazzard. Ron Howard.
Now wait. Oh. Now, what is Daisy Dukes is like a piece of clothing, is that right?
Jean shorts.
And that's jean shorts?
Remember those shorts she used to wear?
Cut off pretty short.
And that's because of her, I guess?
Yeah,
is that why they're called
that? I would assume so.
Okay.
Yeah,
definitely.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Daisy Dukes.
That's right. Ron Howard is 63.
OP.
That's right. And, you know, a couple of other things
over
his career.
Oh, yeah, he does some other stuff. He's directed a movie or two.
Yeah. Dirk Benedict is 72, played Face on A-Team.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty cool. Roger Daltrey from The Who is 73.
Mm.
Robert Conrad is 82, played Jim West.
The Wild Wild,
Wild West.
Which was kind of, have y'all ever seen that show?
No.
Not the original.
Well, because, the original show, the movie was horrible.
Yeah.
But it was at a time when James Bond was really popular, okay? And so they did a lot of gadget-type things on that show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He was a special agent who... Rather than what he had is his own railroad car.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So they took James Bond and moved him back into the West.
Gotcha.
And that's how we came up with the Wild Wild West.
Yeah.
Kind of weird. All right.
Pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
Harry Belafonte is 90.
Wow.
And Robert Clary, 91, played Corporal Louis LeBeau on Hogan's Heroes.
Oh, sure. Yeah, there you go. Javier Bardem is 48. And Don Lemon from CNN is 51.
Ah.
There you go. So that is a ton of birthdays.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. 622.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The mainstream media, they're working so hard to convince us that the latest liberal protests at these congressional town hall meetings are grassroots. They're organic efforts. Well, sadly, they're far from it. Now, the Daily Caller reports that, quote, leaked audio from an anti-Trump group's meeting. It reveals these activists plotting to best manufacture a hostile environment at a town hall with Republican Senator Bill Cassidy of Louisiana. Now, activists were instructed to dress like conservatives in order to blend in with the real constituents. They also strategized how best to dominate the question and answer section of the town hall and keep anyone sympathetic to Cassidy from ever asking a question. To top it all off, the same activist groups organizing these protests also recently teamed up with President Obama's group Organizing for Action. What a shock.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WGAW.
All right, this is a 30-second commercial, and I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you, but please stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Now, this company has been offering great rates and great service for over 75 years, and anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. The company is Geico. Just go to geico.com today and save 15% or more on car insurance. Sorry for all the numbers. And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm out of time.
Miles of piping, thousands of elbows, hundreds of valves. In the complex network of piping at your facility, heat loss happens, and you're paying for it. Covering the pipes, restricting heat loss, is the mechanical insulation. Piping insulation saves energy, money, and ultimately, greenhouse gas emissions. Creating a solar field isn't the only way to save fossil fuels. For a network of mechanical insulation experts, visit isaveteam.org.
Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Brazos Valley will host Bowl for Kids' Sake on Saturday, March 4th at Grand Station Entertainment. Each year, this event raises thousands of dollars that are put to immediate use right here in Bryan College Station, matching up at-risk children with caring adult mentors. If you want to make a difference in a kid's life, gather some friends, a few coworkers, and put together a bowling team. It's easy to raise money to help the next generation of children find success in school and in life. Download the app or visit bigmentor.org/AggieBFKS to register for Bowl for Kids' Sake on March 4th.
Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. A cloud over the cloud. Amazon's huge cloud computing service suffered a major outage yesterday. Amazon Web Services went down in the eastern U.S. starting about midday. While few services went down completely, thousands, if not tens of thousands of companies had trouble with features ranging from file sharing to web feeds. Amazon services began returning around 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and an hour later, the company said it had fully recovered and was operating normally. Honda is creating a research arm focused on artificial intelligence, an area where one of its advisors says it risks falling behind. R&D Center X will open in Tokyo next month as a software-focused counterpart to Honda's existing hardware-focused Basic Research Center, which built the robot Asimo. Carmakers are racing against global tech giants and Silicon Valley upstarts to design new technologies for self-driving cars and electric vehicles. On Wall Street, features pointing to a moderately higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
You can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. I often struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually NON24. Learn more about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com today or call 844-368-2424. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Well, for yesterday's bit of info, I had a stupid criminal who did something decidedly brainless, but I had trouble deciding between that guy and this guy. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. An ATM at a credit union in Bradenton, Florida, went out of service about a week and a half ago after it got jammed. That happens from time to time, right? Well, an ATM technician had to open it up to figure out what was wrong, and it turned out some idiot put a bag of drugs through the deposit slot. The technician found a small bag of white powder. Cops tested it. Turned out to be cocaine. It's not clear exactly what happened. The person who did it might have had the bag in their wallet and didn't realize it was mixed in with their cash they were depositing. Police are still trying to figure out who the person was. They checked the bank records and got the name of the last person who made the deposit before the machine jammed. Chances are that's their idiot, but they haven't made any arrests yet. Leave it to Florida to believe that you can deposit your drugs into an ATM. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info.
There's an orange opportunity sales event going on now at WC Tractor, Brazos Valley's only Kubota Elite dealer. Get an M5 tractor with your choice of four models, each with clean Kubota diesel engines and your choice of transmission. And right now, you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 60 months. Visit one of their four Kubota Elite dealerships or check them out at WCTractor.com. Now through March 31st, 2017, call toll-free 1-888-794-4992 for details about costs and terms.
Washington County Tractor, people and products to you.
Checking the weather, brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Mostly cloudy today, generally sunny in the afternoon. High temperature about 74 degrees. West winds at 5 to 10, then they're going to shift around to the north and gust up to 25 miles an hour before day is done. Tonight will be clear and cool, down to around 44. 67 will be our high temperature on Thursday, about the same thing for Friday and Saturday. Saturday night, we've got a 40% chance of rain. It's 40% on Sunday as well. High temperature will be 75, so temps look pretty good out there. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 3, and we did have a little shower that passed through, and we've got 69 degrees out there.
You might think that cheese is a relatively healthy, protein-packed food, but there are some things you may not know. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-309-1113. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-309-1113. 1-800-309-1113.
Electric cars are already here, but many people are still reluctant to buy one.
Range anxiety is still a big problem for consumers when they consider an electric vehicle. But with 200 miles on a charge and the fact that most of us drive 60, 70 miles maximum on a particular day, we think these vehicles are going to take off.
Jack Gillis, author of The Car Book 2017.
In addition, the pricing of those vehicles is much more in line with what we would expect to pay for a car, that is between $30,000 and $40,000. Still kind of an amazing number for some of us, but between $30,000 and $40,000 instead of the $90,000 that the popular Tesla costs. So the lowering of price, the reduction of range anxiety, and the fact that I think people are going to be attracted to electric cars because of the cool factor, you know, because they're a high-tech product.
With all the talk about driverless cars, Jack says there are still a lot of problems to work out before they become commonplace.
You see a police officer in front of you. Will the vehicle know when he raises his or her hand? Are they waving you on or are they stopping you? You know, there are so many different things. You know, what happens when you're at an intersection and the light is red but the police officer is waving you on, or vice versa, the light's green and the police officer is saying, wait a minute, stop.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 70 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan Fire Department presented a proclamation at last night's City Council meeting. Fire Marshal Mark McFerrin says it was for a private citizen's action during a house fire on January 25th.
Angel Villa stopped to assist Josh and Nicole after he saw their home on fire. He helped to prevent the occupants from re-entering the house, which was well involved by this time.
There is a Bryan connection to one of two Houston police officers who were shot yesterday while looking for a burglary suspect. Councilman Ruben Marine says Ronnie Cortez is a nephew of former Councilman Richard Cortez.
My prayers goes out to the Cortez family, to his mother, his brother Danny. And just please keep the officers in your prayers.
Mayor Andrew Nelson repeated a call he made 2 weeks ago to remember first responders and members of the military. Five new deputies will be hired by the Brazos County Sheriff's Department. That's after county commissioners approved an agreement for staffing College Station middle and high schools with school resource officers. While the contract calls for CSISD to reimburse the county for all expenses, Irma Cawley says taxpayers were still concerned. Sammy Catalina tried to reassure Cawley and her constituents.
I think it's something that we'll watch very close to make sure that that's the way it goes down, because that was our stipulation on taking this project on to start with, was to make sure that the county was not out one single cent.
Chief Deputy Jim Stewart thanked the commissioners.
The more we thought about it, we saw it as an opportunity for the county and for the sheriff's office to do good things for our citizens, not only in the extra outside the cities, but also within the cities themselves.
Commissioners also had to approve a rare emergency amendment to the county budget. The Burleson County Sheriff's Office has announced a body was found yesterday morning in the Brazos River just south of the Highway 21 bridge. This is 10 days after a man was seen jumping from the bridge into the river. The body was taken to Travis County Medical Examiner's Office for an autopsy to confirm the man's identity. A Bryan man is accused of pointing a loaded rifle at a motorist on Highway 21 east of the freeway Monday afternoon. According to the arrest report, the victim followed the suspect until deputy constables stopped a pickup truck on Harvey Mitchell between Leonard Road and Villa Maria. The victim said the suspect was also yelling obscenities at him. 18-year-old Cameron Mateka, who denied pointing the rifle, was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. 4 days after a Bryan woman's driver's license was suspended for the ninth time, she is arrested for driving with a suspended license with three prior convictions. According to the arrest report, a Bryan policeman saw 27-year-old Felicia Oakman get into a car, pull away without signaling, and make a turn without signaling. Three children in the back seat, ages 5, 6, and 7, were not in child safety seats, and the officer learned the car was reported stolen from Waco. Oakman is out of jail after posting bond. Johnny Manziel gets to continue with his plea agreement from last year's domestic violence incident following an appearance before a judge in a Dallas County courtroom yesterday morning. Here's part of the exchange between Judge Roberto Canas and Manziel.
I want to see from you that you are taking this situation seriously and that you're working on the conditional dismissal contract.
And my life is trending upwards, so I don't even want to let this get anywhere near the rabbit hole that you were describing. This situation is in my hands.
I want you to be successful in whatever you want to do in life, but I need you to be successful in this conditional dismissal program. Okay.
I need to get my life in order, and these are the things I need to do.
Manziel, who was put on probation after abusing an ex-girlfriend last year, had failed to make a deadline for alcohol counseling. The Texas Senate has approved a call for a convention of states that would amend the U.S. Constitution and impose things like a federal balanced budget requirement. The proposal must still clear the House. 28 states, including Texas, have previously approved some form of call for a federal balanced budget amendment. But Tea Party groups and grassroots activists are worried about a runaway convention where liberal states could weaken things like the Second Amendment. Since 2000, the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce has recognized minority-owned businesses. This year's recipients of the Community Impact Award are Catherine Kleeman of Spirion Staffing, Gabriel Garcia of Traditions Oil and Lube, and Barbie Patterson of Patterson Architects. Dean Endler represented Texas A&M Procurement Services, which has sponsored the award since its inception at yesterday's luncheon.
I applaud and am very grateful for the unwavering tenacity that you have for your employees and for your community. And that is something that most assuredly should be recognized. We are in absolute awe of the sacrifices that you make for your businesses, but today we're going to admire you for your devotion to your businesses, to your employees, and to this community.
Comments from the business owners are online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 70 degrees. You can text or call us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, we believe that the relationship between a doctor and a patient should be just that, a relationship. So when 9 out of 10 patients rated our physicians as excellent in a recent survey, we know the reason. Because when we focus on the little things, it makes the biggest difference in your care. Schedule your appointment today at chisaintjoseph.org. Results based on HealthStream survey of CHI St. Joseph Health patients collected between April and June 2016.
Don't miss the first annual Orange Days Open House at Normandy Tractor. 2 days and 2 days only this Friday and Saturday, March 3rd and 4th. Stop by Normandy Tractor for Kubota Days. Check out exclusive comparison demos from Kubota reps and receive event-only discounts while enjoying great food and drink. Take home free apparel and product giveaways, hats, jackets, coolers, and more. Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, Texas. Remember, when it comes to Orange Days on Kubota tractors, lawnmowers, and implements, nobody beats Normandy Tractor.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit CTWP.com today.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Clearing today, breezy, with temperatures reaching 70 to 75. Cold front will be crossing the area this morning. We'll have clear skies tonight. Lows will fall back to 40 to 45. Sunshine for tomorrow, a bit cooler. Highs only 65 to 70 tomorrow afternoon. Clear tomorrow night, 40 to 45. We're under the influences of high pressure on Friday. We'll have sunshine, and temperatures Friday will be somewhere between 65 and 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from Coach Billy Kennedy on the A&M basketball team's win over Missouri last night. Meanwhile, the A&M baseball team took down Prairie View A&M last night as well and prepares for Incarnate Word tonight. And the A&M softball team prepares for their game tonight against Houston. We'll get a preview from Coach Joe Evans. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So, did you guys watch any of the... speech last night?
No.
Mm-mm.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Brad, I kind of thought you would.
You know, and I almost did. I saw some reminders on Facebook and everything, and I actually ended up taking a nap and completely missing it. But I don't know that I would have watched it even if I was awake. Just
yeah.
Because.
Taking a nap or going to sleep?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was pretty much going to sleep. I woke up later on that night and pretty much just went straight back to bed.
Okay.
But. Yeah. There you go. So that was that. Chris Wallace from Fox had a pretty interesting statement. He said, "This begins the presidency of Donald Trump." I mean, he pretty well teed it up and hit it out of the park last night.
That's what I hear, and it makes me kind of sad that I missed it.
Well, you know, of course, it's out there and you can see it. What happened is when it's over, you think about how, quite honestly, America was lectured for the last 8 years.
Uh-huh.
Lectured to. This is what you do. This is why I'm smarter than you are. And nothing about America. And I think one of the things that resonates about Trump is American exceptionalism, that he believes that America should be great. I mean, he did make America great again. But last night, he really, and it's interesting because, you know, the Republicans sit on one side of the room and the Democrats sit on the other. And the many of the female Democrats wore white in honor of suffragettes, okay,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of weird because women have been able to vote for a long time.
Right.
And maybe this is because they think that the president is disrespectful of women. I'm not exactly sure why they do that.
But, some kind of stance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's that, and I had said yesterday, I didn't know, we knew that there would be places where the Democrats would not applaud or stand up or any of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know if the Republicans would stand up. I didn't know if they would applaud. Well, he was interrupted 94 times during the address with applause, which was pretty interesting. And basically, he was very presidential, and he was optimistic but firm and measured really in everything he did. He stuck to the teleprompter. It was that Donald Trump speech thing as opposed to the, mm-hmm. oh, my God, what is he going to say thing.
Right.
And so as a result, he ended up, again, being pretty dang presidential. Again, he hits notes that everybody, I think, should support. He talked about support of the police and sheriffs mm-hmm. last night.
Police and sheriffs are members of our community. They're friends and neighbors. They're mothers and fathers, sons and daughters. And they leave behind loved ones every day who worry about whether or not they'll come home safe and sound. We must support the incredible men and women of law enforcement.
I mean, you're not going to stand up for that?
I mean, that's true, especially, I mean, coming from a family full of police officers, that's absolutely true.
Yep.
And so
some of the Democrats didn't stand up.
Ooh.
They didn't applaud. With that. I mean, with that.
And especially after what happened in Houston.
I know.
And that's what's unfortunate, is they're turning it into, we don't care what he says, what he does, we're just going to, you know,
not my president.
Pout.
Yeah.
Right.
Not my president.
Yeah. Very, very interesting. He did a vision thing.
American footprints on distant worlds are not too big a dream. Millions lifted from welfare to work is not too much to expect. And streets where mothers are safe from fear, schools where children learn in peace, and jobs where Americans prosper and grow are not too much to ask.
That's Donald Trump. I mean, you hear
wow.
that delivery?
Woo!
Completely different.
He's been practicing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's the thing. He did not stumble one time during the entire.
Wow.
That's what's really surprised me, because he did other stuff. You know, he started yesterday. He began the day with a meeting in support of historically black universities, and there would be funding for them. Then he met with some people, I think, in the insurance industry. I mean, he had a full day, and then he does that, signed four different orders yesterday. So he was a busy guy.
Yeah, sounds like a big day for him.
This is CNN liberal pundit Van Jones. Quote, he became president of the United States last night.
Wow.
Yeah, that's Van Jones. And, of course, the moment that was really pretty amazing was when he talked about the Navy SEAL who was killed.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife, the SEAL's widow, was in the audience, and it was a two-minute standing ovation. A two-minute standing ovation.
Wow.
Guy's name was Ryan Owens.
I just spoke to our great General Mattis just now, who reconfirmed that, and I quote, Ryan was a part of a highly successful raid that generated large amounts of vital intelligence that will lead to many more victories in the future against our enemy. Ryan's legacy is etched into eternity.
Yeah.
Wow. Donald Trump?
I know. It was very interesting. It was really, really interesting. It was a well-written speech. He delivered it well. But he also talked about immigration laws. He said we need to do real and positive work on immigration reform. He made them feel good. It was tough for the Democrats to get a foothold to do any kind of criticizing on him last night. Now, he hadn't tweeted this morning, you know, and I don't know. Maybe he's starting to catch on to this. I'm not exactly sure. He's made presentations all his life. He's a salesman. There's no doubt about
right.
that.
And if he keeps this up, he could win over people who weren't, you know, necessarily on board with
well,
him.
Well, and that's I'm sure what they're thinking. The deal is now you give it back to the politicians. But he really was very inclusive last night. He did not preach to anybody, but he did say that the Republicans and the Democrats have to work together, and that's what he's asking them to do. And he had a pretty good tax cut that he has in mind there, and also fair trade. He talked about that, so wide range. But he made America feel better, because he said none of the problems we have can't be solved. It's time to stop thinking small and start thinking big. So
thinking huge.
That's right, huge.
Huge.
So we'll see where he goes from here. He's in a really, really good spot today. Now.
Today.
Yeah. We just
got to be
really careful to see that he doesn't blow it. Interestingly, however, yesterday the stock market fell for the first time. It was going to set an all-time record for the most consecutive days of gaining.
Oh, wow.
And it tied the record, but it was not able to break it on the day of his state. No, it was not a State of the Union address. It was an address to a joint session of Congress.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Simply because he's brand new and he can't know what the State of the Union is.
Right. That usually happens like January.
Yeah,
too,
something like that. So anyway, there you go. 6:48.
Some banks are talking about their free checking accounts, but at Brenham National Bank, we have added rewards to our free checking accounts. Pick a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads as your reward. Before you settle for a free checking account, ask us for the details on our reward accounts. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, March 4th, learn all about spring vegetable gardening.
Learning about planting, variety selection, fertilizing, and pest control is important to success.
Come learn about growing vegetables this week at Producers.
And bring the kids, too.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
I do a lot of garden radio, and I figured the other day that I've taken about 350,000 telephone calls. For many years, I kept a record of all of the calls. I'm doing so currently. And I have some of the findings of those records. I'll be back with details, decades of questions, right after this message. It seems like these days that temporary storage facilities are on every street corner. But let's do some math. For what you're paying in yearly costs for that storage room, you could own your own metal storage building in your own backyard. Mueller Backyard Building Kits are easy to assemble with a bolt-together design, and they're priced right. Mueller kits come in a variety of sizes with more than 30 colors to choose from, adding style to your storage space. If you need a larger solution, Mueller's pre-engineered standard series storage buildings can accommodate almost any need. Whether it's a smaller space for a lawnmower, a place for cars, boats, or even an RV, you can have peace of mind that a Mueller metal building will protect those treasures at a reasonable price. See all the options at MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com, or give them a call at 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Mueller, made in America and made to last. Lawns make up 32% of my callers' questions month in and month out over all of those years. My all-time most asked question on turf, how can I get grass to grow beneath my trees? Almost invariably, it turns out to be insufficient sunlight. St. Augustine is our most shade-tolerant turf across much of Texas, but even it requires 4 or more hours of direct sunlight. You may be able to remove 1 or 2 lower branches to get light to the grass, but thinning the tops of the trees is only of temporary help. The lawn struggle is definitely not an issue of competition for water and nutrients. There comes a time when shade-tolerant ground covers are better choices. Sadly, people often don't hear that message. They fight the facts, and the facts usually win. You have to have sunlight to grow grass. So then I'm asked, what's the best fast-growing shade tree? Simple question, complex answer. That's because the terms good and fast-growing are mutually exclusive. All of our fast-growing shade trees have one or more fatal flaws. Whether it's insects, diseases, weak branching, or just short life expectancies, they're not going to live very long. I always try to steer people to the trees that grow two-thirds as quickly yet last 10 times as long. The oaks and also cedar elms, pecans, Chinese pistachios. Buy a larger specimen, then give it the best possible care and attention. With shrubs, the most common question generally are asking for recommendations for specific needs. The question begins, what's the best shrub for blank? And then it tails off into a particular need. Depending on the specific situations and other plants around it, my choices usually gravitate to various types of hollies, nandinas, and junipers, among many others. For screening shrubs, I like Nellie R. Stevens holly. I also like Marionelle holly and Oakland holly. For a small accent tree, I'll often go to a female fruit-bearing Yaupon holly tree trained tree form or an appropriate crepe myrtle. With vines, one question equals all the others combined. Neil, why won't my wisteria bloom? Unfortunately, I don't have the miracle cure there. However, I always tell people I have a handful of remedies. The problem is probably in one of those. For example, if you prune wisterias during the wintertime, you'll be cutting off their buds. You must not prune them in the winter. You prune them right after the flowering time. If you apply nitrogen to your lawn in the fall, it will keep them from blooming. If they have too much shade, they really bloom best if they have almost full sun. I'm Neil Sperry, and we're going to talk about memorial trees that you might want to plant in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:53. In A&M men's basketball, Tony Trocha-Morello scored 18 points on 6-for-9 shooting, helping Texas A&M defeat Missouri 60-43 last night. Here's Coach Billy Kennedy on the win.
It's always good to get a road win. I thought our size and our guys sharing the ball and making shots was critical for us. Our defense was good, but Missouri they didn't have a good shooting night either.
Missouri took a 7-6 lead in a slow-paced, low-scoring first half, but Texas A&M answered with a 9-0 run and never trailed again, eventually leading by as many as 20. J.C. Hampton scored 13 points for the Aggies, and Admon Gilder added 9 points and 3 assists despite shooting 3-for-10 from the field, including 1-for-7 from three-point range. Texas A&M closes out the regular season this weekend, hosting number 9 Kentucky on Saturday. Tip-off is scheduled for 11 a.m. with pregame at 10:30, and you can catch all the action on News Talk 1620 WTAW. In A&M baseball, Joel Davis provided the go-ahead blast in the sixth that propelled the number 20 Aggies over the Prairie View A&M Panthers 9-2 last night on Olsen Field. Here's Coach Rob Childress.
Kind of the turning point after we tied it up was, you know, Holman coming off the bench with the 11-pitch at bat, getting the walk, and Kopetsky being ready to hit with runners in scoring position. And thought Dox was much better this week. Behind him, Minor and Ruff going were pretty good.
Landon Minor got the win for the Aggies, working three innings out of the pen. Minor came into the day with four perfect innings to his record and got the first four outs before allowing his first career base runner. The freshman fanned five before Jason Ruffcorn came in to work a spotless ninth. Altogether, the Aggie arm struck out a dozen Panthers. Next up, Incarnate Word travels to College Station tonight for a 6:30 tilt with the Aggs, and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In A&M softball, the fifth-ranked Aggies return to action tonight with a matchup against Houston at the Aggie Softball Complex. The 15-0 Aggies are off to their second-best start under head coach Joe Evans. Here's Evans.
Well, U of H, I feel like they always play great against us. I feel like they've got a lot of good athletes on their team, a lot of good Texas athletes. So a lot of those kids we see at camp year in and year out and compete against them. And so it's nice to get the opportunity to continue to play them every year. They just play hard.
Samantha Shaw, who was named the SEC Pitcher of the Week on Monday, was also named the NFCA National Pitcher of the Week yesterday. Shaw recorded victories against number 1 Florida State and number 23 BYU at the Mary Nutter Collegiate Classic. Against the Seminoles, she tied a career high with 15 strikeouts and allowed just 4 hits. Here's Evans on Shaw.
She's worked really hard, and you see her. She's a different pitcher than she was a year ago. Same athletic kid, but now really more refined as a pitcher.
First pitch tonight is slated for 6 p.m., and you can catch all the action on Willie 1550. In the NBA,
Cantor has the rebound. Westbrook flying up the floor, using a screen in the middle of the lane from Gibson to take it home. Wow!
Russell Westbrook scored 12 of his 43 points in the final 2 minutes to help the Oklahoma City Thunder beat the Utah Jazz 109-106 last night. Westbrook had 11 rebounds and 10 assists for his 30th triple-double of the season, 67th of his career, and 4th in his last 4 games. And out on the ice, Antoine Roussel caps Dallas's 3-goal third period, and the Stars rallied for a 3-2 win over the Pittsburgh Penguins last night. The loss dropped second-place Pittsburgh 7 points behind Eastern Conference and Metropolitan Division leader Washington. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
That's us. Hey, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It looks like it's going to be pretty nice today. Look for a high temperature, probably about 70. The winds are going to 72. The winds are going to shift around out of the north. It's going to feel a little bit different because they're going to be gusting up to about 25 miles an hour. 44 for a low temperature tonight. 67 is going to be our high temperature tomorrow, and looks like about 70 for a high temperature as we move on toward the weekend. But again, right now the rain passed through, I don't know, about 2 hours ago, and we've got 69 degrees out there.
It's hard to believe, but in a few short months I'll be 80, and I'm at the point where I need help staying healthy.
In partnership with Texas A&M Health Science Center College of Medicine, CHI St. Joseph Health is proud to bring you the Mature Well Lifestyle Center, a one-of-a-kind health complex for adults 55 and older.
While Dad may be turning 80, I'm only in my mid-50s, but even I could use some help to make sure my health stays in good shape.
Mature Well brings everything you need to get fit, stay healthy, and live well together in one location. You'll find services like physical and occupational therapy, specialized physicians, and experts in nutrition and medication management, plus a gym and pool, cooking classes, educational seminars, and more.
It's great to find a place that's all about helping me.
That's helping both of us.
Helping both of us live the best lives we can.
Get a special preview of Mature Well before it opens on March 6th. Visit maturewell.chisaintjosephhealth.org.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money, it's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Melissa Zeese. At Ingram Wallace & Company, we provide you and your business with guidance in accounting, taxes, auditing, and consulting. Let us help put your ideas in motion.
With over 50 years of experience, trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600 or visit ingram-wallace.com.
Howdy, my name is Jim Mazurkovich, chairman of the Bryan College Station Chamber Ag Council, and we're hosting our 19th annual Crawfish Bowl on Friday, March 17th from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. p.m. at the Brazos County Expo on Leonard Road. The cost is $50 per person for all-you-can-eat crawfish. All proceeds go to supporting our 4-H and FFA members at the upcoming Brazos County Youth Livestock Show and Sale. Everyone is invited. Come out and help support our youth by joining us on Friday, March 17th. For more information, contact the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
About a minute till, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Mike Tyson, remember him? Used to be a boxer and guy who raised pigeons, I think. Maybe he still does. Now a comedian?
Really?
Yeah, apparently. That's his next job on YouTube. Variety says that Iron Mike will be starring in a new sketch comedy series produced by Shot Studios, which run the YouTube Comedy Network. First Tyson video, reportedly a parody of Soulja Boy's diss track of Chris Brown.
Oh,
that racked
right
up over 200 views, 2 million views. So there you go. It's Mike Tyson, the comedian, coming soon.